Uncle Joy Swethersby and the Lightning Rod Agent by Mr. Cal Stewart, Columbia Record. Well, too long last summer one day, I was sitting out on my porch, and along come one of them Lightning Rod Agents. He come up to me and he said, "Why, my dear sir, I'm astonished at you. I've looked over your entire premises and I find you haven't got a lightning rod on any building that you possess. Why, my dear sir, don't you know you are criminally negligent?" I said, "Now, hold on, gosh darn you. What do you got to sell?" Well, he told me he had some lightning rods. He brought out a little machine, told me to take hold of handles. He'd show me what a powerful thing electricity was. Well, I took a hold of them handles, and he turned on a crank. That machine just made me dance all over the porch, and it wouldn't let go. Well, I told him I guess he could put up a lightning rod or two, seeing as how I didn't have any. I went over to Ezra Hoskins' house, and when I got back home, I'll tell you, my place was a sight. Looked like a hammer turned upside down. There were 7 lightning rods on the barn, 1 on the hen house, 1 on the granary, 1 on the corn crib, 1 on the grindstone, 2 on the kitchen, 6 on my house. And when I got there, that darn fool had the old muley cow cornered up, trying to put a lightning rod on her. Well, I paid him for what he had done. Thank the Lord, he hadn't done any more. And he got me to sign a paper what stated he had done a good job. Well, about a week after that, we had a thunderstorm, and I think lightning struck everything on the place. Well, I thought I was getting off pretty lucky till the next day. Well, along come a fella with that paper what I had signed. It was a note for $600, and darned if I didn't have to pay it.